This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've got a whole raft of farmers we talk to on this program. We've got a corn farmer, a hog guy, a chicken guy, apples too, out of Washington State. And every time we've talked to him in the past couple of months about American tariffs on Chinese imports and then the retaliatory Chinese tariffs on American exports, a lot of which are agriculture, they say they need those exports to make the businesses work. And even when the White House announced back in August it was going to offer $12 billion in farm aid to mitigate some of those losses, they said they would much rather just have the market work. About a tenth of that $12 billion is going to go to buying crops that probably would have been sold to China. But now that food, well, kind of needs a home. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports that food banks across the country are getting a welcome but very sudden donation.
Dave Richens runs the United Food Bank in Mesa, Arizona. Every year, the center feeds almost 500,000 people in a 5-county area east of Phoenix.
We keep everything here about 10 degrees above zero, so it's nice and chilly in here.
Richens' walk-in freezer and coolers have a lot of space right now, but not for long. Most years, the center distributes about 20 million pounds of food. But this year, it's going to have even more. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is buying more than $1 billion worth of food from farmers who are losing sales because of the retaliatory tariffs. Those apples, cranberries, lentils, and other goods are getting redirected to food banks and other nutrition programs around the country.
So we'll get lots of chicken, lots of pork. We'll get lots of fluid milk. It's cold. Let's get out of here.
Richens is the first to say this is a great thing for the 40 million Americans dealing with food insecurity. But that doesn't mean it'll be easy. His food bank is expecting to get almost 4 million more pounds of food this season from the tariff program and an unusually bountiful harvest. All of it will require extra money for transportation, fuel, and storage. Richens is seeking $350,000 in new donations to help with increased logistics costs.
Some of the food banks are worried that they might not be able to accept all of the food that might come their way because they can't afford to pay additional truck drivers, lease the trucks.
Carrie Calvert is with Feeding America, a national network of food banks. The organization estimates added distribution demands will cost food banks $300 million in all. So Feeding America is trying to help member food banks find the money. Greg Ibaugh is undersecretary for marketing and regulatory programs at the USDA. He says there's some money the department can use, but calls this an opportunity for public-private partnerships.
We don't anticipate asking Congress for any funds to be able to accomplish our goals.
As for how long the increased supplies might last, Ibaugh says,
we're hoping that by this time next year, when the 2019 crop is being harvested, that we won't need to talk about any additional assistance program.
But even if this program is one and done, Feeding America's Carrie Calvert says this year's spike in supplies has food banks wondering how they can keep inventories higher in the future.
We will need to actively look for ways to replace the food so that we can continue serving families in need.
But for now, groups like Dave Richens' United Food Bank are focused more on the short term.
Doesn't really sound like you're too worried about this.
No, we're really worried about it. Are you kidding? This is going to be a lot of work. And the first month or two might be a little rocky, but I think we're up to the challenge.
If everything goes as planned, that could be about 3 million additional meals for this region alone. In Mesa, Arizona, I'm Brett Jaspers for Marketplace.